This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Vermont is requesting medical equipment from the federal government as it looks to bolster the amount of ventilators, masks, gowns, and other supplies for patients and medical workers as the number of COVID-19 cases in the state continues to grow. There are also efforts around Vermont to make more protective equipment for hospitals. That includes Generator Makerspace in Burlington, which is using its laser cutters and 3D printers to make prototypes for face shields and other protective equipment. If they're approved for use by UVM Medical Center, they could be produced for that hospital to use as it treats COVID-19 patients. Here now to talk more about this effort is Meg Hammond, Generator's Executive Director. Meg, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So tell us more about the prototypes that are being made at Generator. How are they being made exactly, and where did the designs come from?
Currently, we just went into a very small, what I'm calling a boutique manufacturing production. We have 4 employees working in an 11,000 square foot building, safely distanced and working with gloves and protective gear themselves. They are working on a design that Jake Blend took from many open sources and then tailored in Generator for a face shield. The face shield is intended to go over a nurse or a doctor's head. It is adjustable for all sizes. It comes with a headband and a plastic visor and is put together with a few snaps and an elastic band.
And how quickly can Generator and other makerspaces be producing this equipment for potential use in hospitals?
We're still getting a little bit of an answer on that. I mean, we're at Generator, we have 2 laser cutters. They are high-end laser cutters, and we have about 5 3D printers. We're also working with Beta, who has a print farm, and Beta Technologies, that is, and they have about 10 printers. It takes somewhere around an hour, hour and a half to have a headband printed. So I think, you know, in a day we could probably produce 100, but we're still working out the kinks in how many we can finish products that we can produce, as well as considering going into fulfillment so we could package these things safely and considering all of our own sanitary practices.
Yeah. So how, I mean, does that potentially, you know, if you were working in normal circumstances where people didn't have to be socially distanced, I assume that those circumstances sort of change what you're able to produce.
Absolutely. And, you know, keep in mind, Generator is a makerspace. We have tools that people are sharing, mostly sharing their expertise, their ideas, their creations, inventions. We're not set up like a factory. So we're trying to act like a mini factory right now, but we don't have all the shortcuts that would allow this process to go extremely fast. But what we are doing is getting very close to putting some equipment in the hands of the people that are most at need right now, who are bravely on the front lines.
And of course, this is also happening at different scales, you know, across the country. I mean, how helpful can makerspaces like Generator be in terms of your ability to produce PPE and get it into the hands of hospitals like UVM?
I think that we all know at this point, the need is urgent. And if you know somebody that's working at a hospital or a medical center, I'm sure they'll let you know that they are urgently wanting this critical PPE. And so I think makerspaces can make a difference right now. There are a lot of steps. You know, everyone says the devil's in the details here, and it's true. We were working night and day, a large team of us, making sure that everything is really safe and making sure that it is something that's going to help the people in the medical industry. And so there's a lot of things to consider.
Meg Hammond is the executive director of Generator, a makerspace in Burlington's South End. Meg, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.